Welcome to We the People. Narendra Dabholkar, 67 years old. Govind Pansare, 81. M.M. Kalburgi, 76 years old. Three elderly men shot in cold blood. What was their crime? Their only crime was that they described themselves as rationalists, as writers, authors and commentators who questioned the conventional interpretations often of faith, mythology and ancient texts. The fact is that after a couple of days of outrage, these headlines come and then they go as swiftly. And nobody remembers the murder, the cold-blooded murder of these three rationalists. Even as these headlines erupted, yet another thinker, Professor K.S. Bhagwan, said he too had got a death threat. Who is accountable? Does any political party actually stand up to protect rationalists? Is it the death of reason in India? That is our subject for We the People today. I have Javed Akhtar. He needs no introduction. But what is interesting is that he's always been a self-professed atheist. And I also have Uday Prakash. Uday Prakash is one of our most celebrated Hindi authors who returned his Sahitya Academy Award to protest the inaction over M.M. Kalburgi's assassination. Javed Saab, how difficult is it to be a self-professed atheist in a country as religious as this? Have you begun to feel nervous now about expressing a skepticism about faith when you see what has happened to these three men?
As a matter of fact, I'll say that this country always had shown great tolerance and great elbow room for people who are free thinkers. On the contrary, we see when we look in our neighborhood in many countries in Asia, I mean, you see that a lot is left to be desired.
Bangladesh, bloggers are being assassinated.
But as a matter of fact, instead of they learning us, it seems that we are learning from them. And the space for liberal values, space for free thinking is reducing. In 1975, I had written a film, everybody had seen that film, surely. There was a very innocent scene where Dharmendra hides behind an idol and talks to Hema Malini, and Hema Malini believe that Bhagwan is talking to her. Today, if I write a film, I will not write that scene.
Really?
No, I won't. Because I know it will be objective. You see,
there is a picture of Shole.
I will not write that scene today. There will be so many people who will say, we are outraged. How can you do that? Nobody said that. Just 40 years back. There was a film called Sanjog, where the whole story of Krishna and Sudama were told by Om Prakash in film songs. Today, if somebody does it, there will be an outrage. I mean, you see, we have heard such kind of such things from Muslim groups many times. But I have always, as a matter of fact, respected the kind of liberal values Hindu society had, the kind of elbow room Hindu society provided to rationalists or people who are not very reverent. And it's tragic that instead of these Muslim groups learning from Hindu groups, these Hindu groups are learning from Jamaat-e-Islami. It's a pity.
Those who've agreed with what Javed Saab said, please raise your hand. Those who've agreed with what he said. So many people in agreement with you, Javed Saab. So therefore, where are these voices coming from who are opposing and killing these men? Uday Prakash ji, let me bring you in. You returned your award. Kyun aapne ye faisla liya?
I think it is quite obvious. I told many times. It was not only the death of assassination of Kalburgi, but the series, if you look at the series of it, and they started omitting out books of many of the writers, then they started assaulting the authors.
Maybe. And all of these were Sahitya Academy awardees, Kalburgi.
Few of them. Like U.R. Anantamurthy was Sahitya Academy awardee. And he was very famous, one of the most revered novelists world over. And he's now no more. But he was handed over a ticket to Pakistan. Because they didn't like him. And today I think I have heard through friends that not only Sahitya Academy winner, but a Gyanpith Award winner. And he's Bhalchand Nemade. Everybody knows about him, and his novel, the title of his novel is Hindu. Now he is threatened. So where are we heading to? This is the problem.
Do you feel scared as a writer? You heard Javed Saab say, "Aaj mujhe Shole likhni hoti, to main wo scene nahi likhta." Aapne kabhi aise apne aap ko self-censor kiya sir?
Mujhe lagta hai ki hum log sab chup hain. Hum logon ki ek aisi censorship hai ye, इमरजेंसी में एक अलग तरह की सेंसरशिप थी, लेकिन खतरा नहीं था जिंदगी को। और अब ऐसा है कि हम हजार बार सोच दें कि कुछ कह दें और कुछ हो ना जाए। और ये भी लगता है कि ये कहाँ से आ जाते हैं, बिकॉज आई कीप ऑन मूविंग एंड आई इंटरेक्ट विद लॉट ऑफ पीपल एवरीवेयर, आई डोंट सी देम इन माई लाइफ, बट दे कम आउट फ्रॉम द ब्लू। और मुझे ये लगता है जैसे जावेद साहब कह रहे थे कि हमारे यहाँ ट्रेडिशनल लेगेसी रही है
जी,
एंड वी नो अम्बेडकर, वी नो बुद्धा, दे वर क्वाइट रेशनलिस्ट। द हिंदू सोसाइटी इज अ प्लूरल सोसाइटी, एवरीबॉडी नोज इट, लाइक सम आर द आइडल वर्शिपर्स, एंड इन अ भक्ति मूवमेंट विच केम फ्रॉम साउथ, दे नेवर वर्शिप एनी आइडल।
और आप कह रहे हैं सेल्फ सेंसरशिप होती है।
हाँ, डर लगता है।
No, I agree with him, except for the color. He's saying they come out of blue. I think there's some other color.
Sudhanshu Trivedi and Manish Tiwari, where is the political accountability? Ab Karnataka dekhiye, you have Bajrang Dal, an affiliate of the Sangh Parivar. You actually have a Bajrang Dal member tweeting that Kalburgi has died a dog's death, which he deserved, and Professor Bhagwan is next. Unko ek din arrest kiya jata hai, agle din bail pe chhod diya jata hai. गवर्नमेंट है कांग्रेस की, बजरंग दल है अफिलिएट आप लोगों का, सो इट सीम्स दैट देयर इज नो यू नो अकाउंटेबिलिटी ऑफ लॉ एंड ऑर्डर, मे बी द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स, बट व्हाट अबाउट द काइंड ऑफ हेट्रेड बीइंग स्प्यूड बाय ग्रुप्स लाइक द बजरंग दल?
एनीबॉडी हु इज रिसॉर्टिंग टुवर्ड्स द वायलेंट एस्पेक्ट, इट इज अ क्राइम, ही शुड बी पनिश्ड। नाउ वी कम ऑन द टॉपिक, एज वॉज जावेद जी वॉज सेइंग, इट्स क्वाइट अप्रोप्रिएट, वी आर हैविंग द लीगेसी ऑफ रैशनलिज्म, बट हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो दैट? Have you ever heard in anywhere in the world, on any religious book, you are having the capability or freedom to interpret this way or that way? No. There can be only one and one meaning of one sentence of any religious book. It was there in Hinduism. In Vedas, there was a concept of Shastrarth. So that's why the one sentence, there is one interpretation of Ramanujacharya for Vishishta, for Dvait, one interpretation of Shankaracharya for Advait, another for the Nimbarkacharya for Vishishtadvait. This is the height of rationality which has been provided by the tradition of India.
So you're saying somehow, that you're saying there's only one faith that is has the capacity to be rational, and that is Hinduism. I mean, that's effectively what you're saying.
Yes, of course, because Hinduism never puts a boundary, never puts a limit.
So why are Hindu right-wing groups now, so upset with Dabolkar, Pansare and Kalburgi?
That is started because of this lopsided, politically oriented policies of the government. I would give you example of the two events, then you can imagine how they have got this type of Bajrang Dal elements, have got the capability and courage to speak. On 27th of December 1963, there was a rumor that the holy hair of Paigambar Muhammad there in Hazrat Bal has been stolen. There was a riots all over the country from Srinagar to Hyderabad. It was the time of Jawaharlal Nehru. Then it was found that it is there. Then how it can be verified that it is the same? Then the government of India has brought so many clerics from Arab and Iran and other, then finally said, no, this is the that thing which you were believing. So one aspect, you are having this much of respect for religion. This should be. On the other aspect, you are saying, ki Bhagwan Ram kahan paida hue, ye court tay karega. Two things.
There are fundamentalists in every religion. Govind Pansare was killed for simply suggesting that Shivaji was inclusive towards Muslims. One would think that that would be a compliment, but that was not the Shivaji that the other parties wanted to present. So, this is not a faith prerogative.
What I find very strange, sir, that whatever is wrong with Muslims, if not all the Muslims, some Muslims, all Muslims are not fundamentalists, but there are some who are fundamentalists, they are wrong, and you also call them wrong. Why do you emulate them? Yeah. Why do you want to be like them? That I can't understand. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not the question
that,
of one community.
See, they have done that. So this is why we are doing it.
Ki unhone kiya to hum bhi karenge.
Listen, here the issue is not ki ek community karegi, dusri karegi. It is the issue of the state of India. One more example. In 1987, in Shabano case, the state of India says that the decision should be reverted, some 100 rupees or something of
We have all criticized the Congress and Rajiv Gandhi for Shabano. Let me complete the sentence.
On the other hand, the same state of India in 2007 giving an affidavit in the Supreme Court on Ram temple, you say Ram never exists.
Okay, Manish, you know, both Narendra Dabolkar and M.M. Kalburgi were killed in states when the Congress has been in power. The law and order buck stopped with the Congress NCP governments, and I have a number of friends in Maharashtra and Karnataka who say that even the Congress governments are not inclined to move to protect rationalists because there's nothing politically to be gained from protecting rationalists.
Well, I think that's a completely incorrect argument. There is absolutely no excuse for the fact that if any killer is not tracked down, persecuted and brought to justice.
Yes.
But to say that some state is deliberately negligent because there's nothing politically to be gained is, frankly, for the lack of a better word, a very naive statement. And number two, unfortunately, you are seeing a wave of radicalism all throughout the world. From Afghanistan all the way to Turkey, you know, you have the phenomenon of the IS today. Unfortunately, after the death of or the attack on Charlie Hebdo, the Pope came out and said that if you disparage somebody else's faith, you will get punched in your nose. Then you have all these loonies of the Bajrang Dal and the Hindu right in India. Ever since this government has come into existence, there has been a sense of emboldenment in these so-called fundamentalist and obscurantist groups that they can literally get away with murder.
Dabolkar was murdered on 20th August 2013. Prithviraj Chauhan was the chief minister. Manmohan Singh was the prime minister.
Some of the areas in which these crimes have taken place have traditionally been bastions of Hindu conservatism. You cannot run away from that reality.
Barkhaji, I'll show you this to you. This is a temple dedicated to a Muslim deity.
Yes.
And there is no idol kept there. This is called the Wawar Shrine Temple in Sabarimala. So apart from being non-inclusive, this is a temple dedicated to a Muslim where crores of Hindus goes. We have always been inclusive of all rational and all religious or secular liberal thought. The father of modern Hindutva, Veera Savarkar, was an atheist. Many people were rationalists and atheists. But there is a problem in this argument. The problem being, with all great respect to Kalburgi sir, Kalburgi and U.R. Anandamurthy were endorsing statements like urinate on idols. This is purposeful provocation and some radical...
Actually, let's be accurate. He wrote about his experiments growing up, his skepticism and his experimentation. No, today if Mahatma Gandhi were alive and he wrote about some of his experiments with truth, shole to chodiye, aaj Gandhi ji ki experiments with truth,
please don't justify hardline argument.
Having said this argument, I'm having a strong objection. When there is a ड्रामा मी नाथूराम गोडसे बोलते हैं तो आप बोलने नहीं देंगे और अब आप कह रहे हैं कि साहब आइडल्स पर यूरिनेट करते हैं there has to be an imbalance.
You cannot be a fringe rationalist. Vivekananda was a rationalist. If you want to oppose caste, Dayananda Saraswati was there. Raja Ramamohan Roy is there.
Okay, this is an interesting phrase.
Fringe rationalist.
One second, Barkha. When did Anandamurthy write this? He did not write this yesterday. But when Kalburgi quoted it, it became an issue.
Yeah.
If you had a fundamental objection to that writing, you should have raised it when it was originally written. Therefore, there has been a march of intolerance in this country, which takes you back to Javed Akhtarji's argument that in 75, if he would have written... No, see, it goes beyond Rushdie, Rajdi gets banned by Rajiv Gandhi, Shah Bano gets reversed by Rajiv Gandhi.
James Lane's book on Shivaji gets banned in a Congress ruled state.
Again, you are again you're confusing
without any demand.
You are
confusing.
One is the issue of ban. The other is the issue of growing intolerance.
Don't shout. Javed Saab, ek bada interesting phrase.
I am willing to accept. And as a matter of fact, I will emphasize on it. Yes, it is true that Congress governments have patronized Muslim fundamentalism and Muslim fundamentalists.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I believe that. I may be wrong. Manish ji may disagree with me. But what do you want? That fundamentalism, that patronage should stop, or you should also get that kind of patronage?
Yeah.
What do you want? Do you want to be like that?
True. That is what you are trying to do, and you are justifying it. I'm just pointing out that fringe rationalism only purposefully provokes.
Phrase fringe rationalism.
You are rationalist or not? The question of forget the governments. Governments are never perfect. What is your reaction?
Yeah.
These do you are giving fuel to the fringe radicals?
See, the difficulty is that if there was a problem with the writing, you should have objected to it then, not 40 years later.
Books are published were published in Syria about Islam. These Indian Muslims and Pakistani Muslims are extra sensitive. In Syria, in Libya, the kind of books have been printed and written about Islam. You'll be shocked if I'll tell
you. We
should be proud that in our country we can write about religion like that.
Bilkul.
Instead of saying that we will also become like those Orthodox Muslims.
Well, there is nothing like an Orthodox or a other Muslim. The Muslim here is a Muslim.
I'm sorry. जफर साहब,
दे आर नो ऑर्थोडॉक्स मुस्लिम, गुड, वंडरफुल,
नहीं था ये, ये मुसलमान मुसलमान है.
जफर साहब, देयर इज अ फतवा इशूड बाय सम ग्रुप अगेंस्ट एआर रहमान, तो आप कैसे कह सकते हैं देयर आर नो ऑर्थोडॉक्स मुस्लिम्स? देयर आर फंडामेंटलिस्ट इन एवरी फेथ, चाहे वो क्रिश्चियनिटी हो, चाहे वो हिंदुइज्म हो, चाहे वो मुसलमान,
नहीं नहीं, दे आर मिसगाइडेड, डोंट ब्रांड हिम एज इन ऑर्थोडॉक्स.
Then what should I brand him as?
Totally
misguided. ये जो कुछ भी हो जाए, जो फतवा इशू कर देते हैं, ये कौन है?
उनका कोई हक ही नहीं है फतवा देने का.
हाँ, तो ये तो मान रहे हैं ना,
फतवा देता है मुफ्ती.
Then it should be duly opposed by the concerned bodies of the
religion. And I'd like to come to my friend
Sudhanshu.
He mentioned about Lord Ram. ये तो आपने जरूर कह दिया कि मुसलमान या कोई कहता होगा कि बताइए कि रामचंद्र जी पैदा हुए.
नहीं नहीं नहीं, गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया ने एक एफिडेविट में कहा,
मुसलमान
अल्लामा इकबाल क्या कहते हैं, अल्लामा इकबाल इमाम हिंद उनको कहते हैं,
कहते हैं राम के वजूद पे हिंदुस्तान को नाज, अहले नजर समझते हैं इनको इमाम हिंद. दिस इज सेड बाय अल्लामा इकबाल.
लॉर्ड
परवर्टेड पॉलिटिक्स ऑफ द
डिकेड्स. हम लॉर्ड राम के बारे में
बोलने दे, आप उन्हें बोल दे,
हम लॉर्ड राम के बारे में डिस्प्यूट नहीं करेंगे.
टॉक अबाउट परवर्टेड पॉलिटिक्स, डोंट फॉरगेट द फैक्ट दैट यू एक्चुअली वेंट एंड डिमोलिश्ड दैट स्ट्रक्चर व्हिच वाज कंप्लीटली अ क्रिमिनल एक्ट. And after that, you provoked riots all across this country, which led to the killings of hundreds of people.
If you are putting any allegations, have respect for Indian constitution and court.
That's enough for the law. Sudhanshu and Manish, Zafar sahab, 1 minute. Zafar sahab, 1 minute. We are not here actually to have a political wrestling match between the Congress and the BJP. Because let me say that in both governments, states and center, you can find examples where free thinkers have actually been silenced. Now let's take it beyond and actually hear from somebody who has to live this. His father was killed. He's listening to you all shout and scream. You know what has happened to the investigation, Hamid Dabolkar?
Before I come to investigation, I just want to make a brief point. The pain of a common citizen in this country is that they are crushed between a party which is pragmatically communal and the another one which is programmatically communal. So I think that is the pain of the common. That is the pain of
pragmatically communal and programmatically communal.
So that's
Congress or BJP में आपको यही फर्क दिखता है.
Unfortunately, I have to say that I am not a member of any political party. My father used to work for a movement for 25 years, a rationalist movement, which is different from the other rationalist and what my friend said, fringe rationalist,
yes,
which has a neutral stance for God and religion.
Okay.
So they don't say that you don't believe God and religion to be rationalist.
Yes.
The stance of Maharashtra Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti is you need to question your faith and religion. Then where
so
come the
not reject but have a conversation.
Yeah. Then why Dr. Narendra Dabholkar was killed? That's the one question.
Yes.
When we talk about the fringe rationalism, we have Charvaka. Then we have to call Charvaka also fringe rationalist. Savarkar, he said, "Gaay mata nahi hai, wo ek कॉमन एनिमल है." तो सावरकर भी फ्रिंज रैशनलिस्ट हो गए, अंबेडकर भी फ्रिंज रैशनलिस्ट हो गए. अंबेडकर ने लिखा है ना, राम और कृष्ण देवता नहीं थे, तो इन लोगों को भी गोली से उड़ा दोगे? तो
फ्रिंज रैशनलिस्ट, दे वर ग्रेट रिफॉर्मर.
लेट मी कंप्लीट. रिफॉर्मर किसको बोले और किसको क्राइम बोले, ये डिसाइड करने का हक आपको किसने दिया? इस कंट्री में कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन है कि नहीं? लॉ एंड ऑर्डर है कि नहीं? दिस इज अटैक ऑन रीजन. This is not attack on individual.
I want to ask Uday ji and Javed sahab one question. Ye fringe rationalist, isme ek suggestion hai Rahul ki, that there is one Lakshman Rekha aur uske aage nahi jana. Ye fringe rationalist aisi koi cheez hoti hai?
Mujhe ek apne author side se kehna chahunga Barkha ji.
Ji.
Everybody knows that the authors and the writers, they write also their memories, childhood memories, when they are not that way rational or political. Authors truly are apolitical, and they are closer to the citizens and the common people than being attached to any political party. So suppose if I, like my mother had suffered cancer, chota tha main, bhagwan ki puja karta, meri maa ko bacha lo, nahi bachaya, sari murtiyan utha ke maine phenk di. Ab suppose if I write today, that what I did to Shiva, what I did to Vishnu, is there someone is coming to kill me? The same thing, Yuvananda Murthy, in the beginning, he was writing about his childhood.
Ji.
Mahatma Gandhi has done many things in his childhood. If you read it, everyone starts his children's mind. He is always questioning what is given to him or her by the parents, by the adults.
Ji.
And yeah.
But Javed Sahib, is there a line?
This line is, I'm afraid, mobile. Yeah. This line is not fixed. You will accept this line, they will come further. You will accept there, they will come further. Look around in the world. I mean, people are killed in neighboring countries for saying something very little.
Yes.
So these bullies have to be stopped. Another thing, that there is a pattern. Two boys, motorcycle, pistol or revolver,
yeah. Yeah.
And perfect shots.
Yeah.
Who trained them?
Yeah.
Where do they get these guns?
Yes.
If I can chip in here.
Why can't the police? You know, what is frightening are not these loonies, yeah. But the law enforcement agencies, yeah. Who deny their existence. You know, Mr. Bishnoi, who is the additional police commissioner in Maharashtra, he said the only thing common between Mr. Dabolkar and
Kalbo
is that they were morning walkers.
And old men.
Yeah. I mean,
and criticizing
every
religion.
Time, yes. They deny that there are fascist organized groups that, yeah. Have training camps, who train and brainwash boys like Taliban.
Yeah.
These are the Indian versions of Taliban.
Yes.
जो जावेद जी ने कहा, उसमें से बात सही हो सकती है, but ये भी हो सकता है, they may be the contract killers. So it is a more related to crime, or it, after the investigation, it can come what is there. And one more thing, today in the democracy, there is a line. You cannot criticize the president of India, you cannot criticize the chief justice of India. If there is a line in every system, so there has to be some line in the social system.
Oh, I'm sorry, absolutely. Who says that the president of India is a holy cow?
You cannot make cartoon of president of India. But in the name of democracy, you can make cartoon of any religious figure.
Court judgments are criticized every day.
No.
You see, this whole notion that anybody can be a holy cow today is completely abominable and deserves to be rejected.
It is not a holy cow.
And again,
constitutional system, which the constitution has provided.
You cannot draw lines. If you would start drawing lines, there would never
even
be
you cannot file an FIR against
after all, president of India. Movements in the Hindu faith
is
came out of the fact that
Sudhanshu, I have to move on.
If
there are no lines, even Barkhadat is not is reluctant to say what you are Anandamurthy said. She is saying what he said like that earlier.
But that's true. But it's true. That is how he said it.
Outrightly abuse it.
But where are the lines? Go on to social media.
See,
go on to social media.
May I say something?
In this day and age,
I need half a minute.
Javed Sahib,
30 seconds. I need 30
seconds. Similar sort happens.
Sudhanshu, he needs 30 seconds.
I need 30 seconds. Let us not discuss what is outrageous, what is hurting, what is humiliating, because it's subjective. What is going to be your reaction if you are hurt?
Exactly.
And outraged?
Yeah. Exactly.
That
exactly.
is what has to
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why you don't
condemn
those organizations which condone this?
नहीं मैं आपको एक example दूँ शायद आप इत्तफाक मुझसे करें जब हमारे प्रॉफिट के ऊपर कभी कोई हमला होता था
जी.
तो उन्होंने तो violently जवाब कभी नहीं दिया वो तो चुप रहे उन्होंने कहा कि भाई वो अपने आप ही जो है रास्ते पे आ जाएंगे इसी तरह मैं ये कहता हूं कि हमको वायलेंस का जवाब वायलेंस ही नहीं देना चाहिए बाबरी मस्जिद की जब शहादत हुई
लेकिन तो, जो जहां वायलेंस ना हो जहां लेख हो जहां तस्लीमा नसरीन का लेख हो या सलमान रश्दी की किताब हो
पेंटिंग हो
या
उसके बारे में क्या ख्याल
है एम एफ हुसैन की पेंटिंग हो ये वायलेंस नहीं है आप कह रहे हैं वायलेंस का जवाब वायलेंस से नहीं मैं कह रही हूं कि यू मे डिसएग्री यू मे रिजेक्ट अ थॉट बट यू कैन नॉट एवर जस्टिफाई killing
I totally
vandalizing their homes and issuing fatwas and pushing people into exile.
It is totally un-Islamic.
Okay.
Sir, so I should take it for granted that you are condemning the fatwa against Salman Rushdie.
I am not a mufti. I cannot pass.
But you don't agree with that.
No, I don't agree. Certainly not.
Or whatever they have done to Taslima, you are against it.
You see, the point is, in the time of the Prophet, these things...
No, I'm talking of this time now.
No, you see, the point is, it is a subjective matter.
Everybody goes into history.
No, it is a subjective matter.
No,
but would you condemn this issuing of fatwas and threats?
The point is, how you could be abusive.
You have raised an example of M.F. Hussain's painting. You know, it is the same time frame in the 90s. Arjun Singh as HRD minister goes and inaugurates an exhibition in which there are books ki Ram aur Sita bhai the. Thik, it is the freedom of expression. On the other hand, when M.F. Hussain issue come, no. Why you are objecting?
Minister
of Government of India is doing that.
Okay, I have a guest
in
talking about the free element.
Sudhanshu, there's a difference between the right to offend. The freedom of speech and expression includes the right to offend. If you are offended by that, you can have a counter narrative. There's nobody who stops you.
Yes.
But nobody permits you to pull a gun out of your pocket
yes.
and shoot
yes.
the guy down.
Yes.
And pull
yes.
gun. That's the difference.
And the second That's
example. The difference. You don't,
when
you don't exile the person out of the country,
there was a
then
minister
he dies outside
in UP,
the country.
Mr. Suniye. There was a minister in UP, Haji Yaqub Qureshi.
Yeah, that was rubbish.
जिसने 10 करोड़ का फतवा दिया. अरे छोड़िए एक्शन तो छोड़िए. He remained as minister. And he is still an MLA MP. And you are talking about the action.
But we do not want competitive.
You have a government to take action against this.
Nobody is stopping
you. You have a government in the center to take action against
this. Wait a minute.
Javed साहब, आप बोले. आज आपके प्रधानमंत्री ने
बहुत तारीफ की है मुलायम सिंह जी की. आज ना बोले. कल से कीजिएगा.
कल ही.
दो बातें मैं कहना चाहता हूँ. एक तो जस आज के उसमें कि इन्होंने राम और सीता भाई थे या राधा और कृष्ण भाई बहन थे, ये बातें यहीं से कही गई. दशरथ जातक में ये था. और कोई पेंटिंग अगर उस तरह की वहीं जैन धर्म से जो रिलेटेड था उसी को लेकर के आपने अभी मीट बैन किया हुआ है, उसी को मान रहे हैं आप. तो एक तरफ आप उस पर अपोज करें, एक तरफ दूसरे को मान रहे हैं. दूसरा,
वो
दूसरा,
जब
दूसरा,
आप ओपन हैं तो ठीक है. जब आप गोडसे को तो लिखने नहीं थे, वो तो बैन है. और राम सीता भाई थे, वो ओपन है. एक्सप्रेशन है, लॉजिकल है.
कौन सा बैन? व्हाट अबाउट अजंता एलोरा?
व्हाट अबाउट गुजरात? गलत बात बोली जा रही है.
देयरफॉर इफ व्हाट एमएफ हुसैन डिड वाज सो रेप्रिहेंसिबल, व्हाट अबाउट खजुराहो? व्हाट अबाउट अजंता एलोरा? आर दे अ पार्ट ऑफ इंडियाज हेरिटेज?
मुझे दो बातें रखनी है.
मैं अप्लाई क्यों ब्लो अप द बमियान बुद्धा?
मनीष, दो मिनट. सनल, व्हाई डिड यू लीव इंडिया? व्हाट हैपेंड? व्हाट डिड यू से दैट सो अनॉयड सम पीपल इन द चर्च?
You know, when there was a television program,
yes,
after my exposure of the water dripping Jesus there,
yes,
I found there were five people from the church defending the position.
Yes,
I was all alone on the other side.
Yes,
and came the bishop halfway.
Yes,
so six people on the other side, me on this side, and we had a debate.
Yes,
and the people on the other side have been shouting that you would not be seeing sunlight after this because you have criticized our religion. I have set very commonly known facts. For example, Calvin and Luther said centuries back, nothing more than that. And of course, the miracle was so simple that it was leakage of a drainage pipe. What I had to face was when I came out from the studio.
Yes.
There were vans full of people brought in there with sticks in their hands to attack me. I had to wait 4 hours in the studio to go back later from the back door. So then I was told that some 27 cases against me were filed, I mean, at different places.
Yeah.
And online groups were discussing how to kill me if I am arrested for one night by paying a huge bribe to the co-prisoner.
But you know, Sanal, I read statements from several members of the church saying that in the spirit of Christian reconciliation, the cases against you should be withdrawn and you should come back.
Yeah, we see, I have been discussing many times about the possibility of coming back. So one stage was, for example, Dabolkar telephoned me and we had a conversation and he said, come back to Mumbai, I will protect you. 4 days later, I heard his assassination. So I am willing to come. I want to come to India. I still have my passport of India. But can the government assure my freedom and security?
Hamid, would you ask Sanil to come back? Ki aap kahenge wahi rahiye?
Maine to ye desh nahi choda hai. Aur wo kaam hum kar rahe hai. To mujhe lagta hai that is the answer. Hamara ek bhi worker nahi hai. Main Maharashtra Andhashraddha Nirmulan Samiti se aata hoon. 300 branches hai hamari. 3000 workers hai. Ek ne bhi kaam nahi band kiya hai. To I think... गोली मारने से विचार खत्म नहीं होते, ये हमारा मानना है.
खत्म नहीं हुआ है, खतरा नहीं लगता.
डर तो हर एक को लगता है, लेकिन डर पे विजय पाना भी बहुत जरूरी है, ऐसा मुझे लगता है. और मुझे एक बात सिर्फ इन्वेस्टिगेशन के बारे में बतानी है, बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है मैम. द पीपल हु थ्रेटन डॉक्टर दाभोलकर, पानसरे एंड कलबुर्गी आर सेम. दे हैव लिंकेजेस टू वॉयलेंट मीन्स. देर आर प्रपोजल फ्रॉम स्टेट गवर्नमेंट टू सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट टू बैन देम under Unlawful Activities Act.
Yes.
They have celebrated Dr. Dabholkar's, Pansare's and Kalburgi's death and still none of them are even inquired.
Yeah.
Forget arrest. Shouldn't this be considered as a terrorist attack? And why nobody from this organization is even inquired?
Yeah.
So forget about all other things, fringe elements. Just give us an answer that
law
why these... It's not only law and order. It's not a murder of simple human being from a family matter. These were the people who have devoted their lives for spreading rationality.
Yes.
I think why nobody is answering these questions.
Brother Joseph, what would you say to Sunil? Would you say to him, come back? Nobody needs to leave their country because of a disagreement over how a miracle. He doesn't believe it's a miracle. He believes it's a, you know, leaking pipe. Believers believe that it is Lord Jesus. Soch ki baat hai. Why should someone have to leave their country?
To set the records right, in the first place, nothing of what Sunil talks about now actually happened. There were no mobs and there were no sticks and no wielding kind of people. So, to set the records right, Sunil is a fake rationalist. Now, we have fringe rationalists and we have fake rationalists.
I am the only person who has exposed not only this miracle, but only also other miracles claimed in the name of Mother Teresa.
Okay, let him speak. Sana, I'll let you respond. But let Brother Joseph speak. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, when he so-called exposed this this pipe leak and things like that, there were the media, there was the police.
Yes.
And it was in full view that he couldn't replicate the same situation. We asked him, please redo it. Let's.
Will you
it.
Say to him today, come back to India, nobody will come after you?
No. Well, I can't say that because the law has to take its own course. In India, we have a law. Now, what
wrong
have I done?
But the same law in Pakistan, you are a different
idea. What wrong have I done?
Okay, I'll let Sunil respond, then I'm taking questions.
What wrong have I done
by... I want to put one fact.
Can Sunil respond and then you can come,
No,
Sunil?
I want to just put one fact.
Can I ask one more
when the issue of miracle has come, do
can
you know?
Can I ask one more question?
I'm having no intention to demean any religion.
I have exposed hundreds of miracles in India television.
Condition in
only
Christianity for saint
to
you have to have three miracles.
Sunil, one second.
Then you can be given the level of a saint. And as early as in 2010, Pope Benedict the 16th had said that Pope John Paul sitting in heaven has cured a French woman. It was in Parkinson's
disease.
What
is your point? Every religion
I am asking the rationalist.
Has the notion
of raised this issue? If somebody is a believer of the faith, he has to faith the miracle.
These are beliefs we should respect.
डेफिनेशन ऑफ मिरेकल इज दैट कैन नॉट बी डिफाइंड
साइंटिफिकली. महाराष्ट्र में एक लॉ है एंटी ब्लैक मैजिक एक्ट. सभी रिलीजियस के बाबाज बुआज 150 से ज्यादा केसेस हुए हैं.
अरे भाई बाबा बुआ नहीं तो पोप की बात कर रहा हूँ. किसी ने उठाया? पता था आप में से किसी को? क्योंकि मीडिया भी नहीं उठाता. मीडिया भी नहीं
उठाता.
Miracle is the basic fundamental requirement of the religion as per their
religion.
Do you have a problem? And the definition of religion is that cannot be.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Barka, one second. Do you have a problem with the miracle? Do you have a problem with the miracle being a
list who have never raised this issue? And the people sitting here, most of them are not.
It's about selective targeting. It's about selective targeting. Selective targeting of who?
You understand?
Why the so-called?
Can I speak 1 minute?
Sudhanshu, your co-travelers, the Bajrang Dal, goes and takes credit on Twitter, you know, for the killing of Kalburgi, and you call it selective targeting?
And I want to say something about the point you've raised. There is, as Hamid Dabolkar was saying, every faith throws up some notion of whether the believer is ready to disbelieve. Suspend logic because faith is greater than logic. That is a personal choice.
Mahamandaleshwar Mathadi Sankaracharya banne ke liye koi chamatkar nahi chahiye.
Sudhanshu, jo ye
college,
godmen hote hain, ye kya hote hain? Ye Asaram Babu kya hote hain?
They are not officially recognized. I am talking about the officially recognized by medical
scientists.
Just as we had the right by law to go to court and file an FIR, in the same way, Mr. Sunil had the right to talk to the police, to file a suit against us, to take criminal action against the police.
Let him speak. What is your biggest fear if you come back? Is it that you don't want to face the cases or do you believe there's a threat to your life?
No, I have made it very clear. The case I would be willing to fight the moment the case is registered.
Okay.
But the problem is, for example, I have heard online discussions that if I go to a court of law, they will hire a small mob to lynch me down there. Or whatever this guy says, it's a reality that the entire studio crew was witnessing that.
But Sanal, we live in an age. Where almost every one of us.
Can they say that? I mean, they would not use violence against a person. I would still like to criticize the Pope. The miracles are fake, and the miracle, for example, in the name of Mother Teresa was absolutely fake, and Monica Bersara, whose miracle was focused for beatification.
Ma'am, if you go on mocking my religion,
wrong.
If you go on insulting
so
my religion,
I know.
Is this civilized
it's not
society?
An insult. These are
okay.
facts.
And
this,
let's put Sanal down and let Brother Joseph respond now.
The
yes.
idea of secularism in the West, in the Americas, or the or Europe, or the Australia and ANZ and stuff like that is totally different from the idea of secularism that we have in India.
So we have come now to the hub of the debate, Javed Saab and Rahul. This is the point you were trying to make. Ki kisi ka faith offend karna becomes that line.
I think
fake
this whole
Mother
discussion
Teresa fake hai becomes that line. Just
a thing,
what
this whole discussion.
And you can still get away with it, but when you talk about the prophet, you can't get away with it.
Javed Saab,
you see, this whole discussion has gone in the wrong direction. There are two kind of people in this world.
Yes.
10% people are rationalists in this world who don't have any religious faith.
Yes.
And 90% people are believers. 10% are called rationalists. Obviously, if these 10% are rationalists, 90% are irrational.
No, but that's
as simple as
a self-described label.
The fact is, let us not discuss which religion is more absurd.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, nowadays I am developing a kind of a respect for Ma Radhe Radhe, because she is the best example of faith.
Why?
Because faith is as stupid as this.
Barkha ji, quick two points.
Okay. You are distracting.
Just two lines.
Now let me complete my point. You ask. You have channels, Hindu channels and Muslim channels and Christian channels and Sikh channels. Why can't as an atheist I have a channel? And when you can propagate your ideas, why can't I do that?
Papa,
if I propagate my ideas, you are hurt.
Please do propagate. Just to, who started rationalism? Spinoza, Descartes, Leibniz were all great believers in God. We are reasonable. We are trying to get right to information implemented in temples, ashram, churches and mosques.
Okay.
We want such transparency to happen. But these people are eyeing for media TRPs. They are trying to be irreverent and irrelevant because they want some kind of propaganda for their atheism. These people are mass atheists, not rationalists.
Objection hai, jin logo ne apni zindagi gawai, wo media attention ke liye kaam karte the.
Please don't play martyr.
तो ये बहुत
प्लीज कॉल योरसेल्फ एथीस्ट.
कैन आई आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन? कैन आई आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन? ब्रदर जोसेफ ने कहा दैट इफ यू इंसल्ट माय रिलीजन व्हाई शुड आई एक्सेप्ट दैट.
मुझे लगता है कि ये समझना बहुत जरूरी है कि ह्यूमन बीइंग की प्रोग्रेस की हिस्ट्री इंक्वायरी की हिस्ट्री है. गैलीलियो की माफी पोप ने क्यों मांगी? 300 साल बाद गैलीलियो की माफी मांगी पोप ने, क्योंकि उस टाइम उसे लगा था कि ये गलत है. आज विज्ञान ने ये सिद्ध कर दिया कि ये गलत नहीं है. जो इंक्वायरी करते हैं, जो फेथ चैलेंज करते हैं, वहां से विज्ञान का सब आगे जा रहा हुआ है. इसका मतलब ऐसा नहीं, लेट मी कंप्लीट, इसका मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि ह्यूमन जिंदगी में फेथ की वैल्यू नहीं है. जो फेथ अपनी मानवता का उन्नयन करती है
जी,
वो फेथ हम सब चाहते हैं.
अच्छा, लास्ट कमेंट्स एंड सम क्वेश्चंस फ्रॉम द ऑडियंस. बोलिए.
आई परफेक्टली एग्री विद व्हाट ही सेज.
ओके.
बट आई डोंट वांट अ फ्यूजिटिव टू रन अवे फ्रॉम द कंट्री एंड गेट ही इज फेसिंग द ब्रंट. But not Sanal.
Okay, let's take questions now. Last
question. So would you like to send Tasleem and Singh back to Bangladesh?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Then why are you asking him to come?
What's wrong? The fight that we have with him, we've
That's
done
true.
It through legal means.
Absolutely.
Okay, audience, Sanal, I'll come to you in a second. Yes, go ahead.
My main concern is, why can't religion also be rational? I wear a locket right here, but I am also a very rational person. I believe in logic. I do believe in miracles, but then again, there is a certain logical force that drives me.
So you're saying it's possible to be balanced and also be a believer?
Yes, but what is happening in our country is that you have to be either black or white. There's no room for gray, because if you're gray, then either the Congress hates you or the BJP hates you, and they hate you because you're either, you know, not letting them maximize their vote bank, or you're not letting them maximize their vote bank.
So, Sudhanshu, you want to answer it? Yeah,
actually,
okay.
The strict black and white is sometime, I'm not talking about you, sometime drawn by the so-called rationalist, who became victim of scientific dogma. I give you one example. Just 50, 60 years back, if you have said that there is a factory or I am getting fire here in Delhi and there is a, some sort of barf pighal rahi hai Canada mein, kya kaha jata? How irrational, how illogical you are, how unscientific you are. Now today it is scientific. So what is rational, what is scientific?
Changes.
Changing.
Yes.
And aaj se agar 25 saal pehle, 30 saal pehle kehte ki aap kabr mein jaiye aur aapke dada pardada hain, yahi aapke dada pardada, it was a matter of faith.
Yeah.
Now, आप उसमें से निकालिए डीएनए टेस्ट करिए पूर्व हुआ कि नहीं सीना बोरा इंद्राणी के केस में इट शुड नॉट
वो तो बिल्कुल ही इरेशनल केस है
तो वही तो कह रहा हूं भाई
तो वही तो हम बोल रहे हैं
केस तो बिल्कुल इरेशनल
व्हाट टेक्निकली व्हाट इज रैशनल इज डिफाइंड बाय द लिमिट ऑफ साइंस व्हिच इज हैविंग एंड लिमिट ऑफ साइंस चेंजेस एवरी 50 इयर्स
जस्ट लिसन आई एम सीन अल्बर्ट आइंस्टीन कैटेगोरिकली सेज डोंट बी अ फैनेटिकल एथिस्ट He rejected the label of atheism and said, I cannot be a fanatic.
But I still said that the time is a cycle.
But frankly,
and it is said that
the time is a let other people speak. Now let
not Rakha, 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 like a beam.
Rakha, frankly, finish. If you extend that DNA argument to its logical conclusion, then the entire human race traces its evolution back to a common African mother. Then there should be absolutely no conflict of faith which subsequently
evolved. This may also be a rational dogma. This may be the level of science
in 2015. Okay, please Sudhanshu, let him speak. Sudhanshu ji, let him speak.
I know that you have
Manish, now make your point. Come on, don't waste time.
Number two, faith is questioned by faith itself. There is nothing called monolithic faith in the monolithic faiths also.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick up any faith. Which you consider
You're
to be monolithic.
Your inquiry has to come from within faith.
No.
That's what I'm hearing you say, reformist movements.
No, not only reformist movements, yes. But within faith, there are different interpretations of faith. Okay. So to say that there is one in a monolithic interpretation is absolutely incorrect.
Can we take a few more questions, please?
You have heard that there is a murder of one man that he said that I don't believe in Einstein's theory of relativity. This intolerance is only in religious people. We are not talking of this religion or that religion. Believe me, for me, all the religions are equal.
This is the evolution.
Because I dislike all of them.
There's a very famous quote, I think, therefore I am. And these authors, screenplay writers, they make us think about various things. And it disheartens me today that I hear that they are not able to make us think about things. Because
they do not have that space.
So what can the government do?
What can the government do is a very good question. Will they do anything at all? Are there enough political stakes in it?
Basically, here in India today, religion is the social conditioning. I want to know how are you going to reach the grassroots level, change the very conditioning of our society and believe that there is something called rationalism.
I don't even know if you can or you should. People may not agree.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the way we're romanticizing the past in the sense that we're saying this has always been a space for open debate and all kinds of opinion in a country where Ambedkar's speech wasn't allowed to be spoken when Annihilation of Caste is published today. Is our history really that inclusive? Also, that was a ban. Today, there are bans, but there's a violent sort of response, which means that obviously, in the current political context, it legitimizes that kind of violence.
But it's a good example. The Annihilation of Caste, Ambedkar was asked it. He said, I won't change a comma. He actually said, I won't change a comma, and then it was published later, but he was not allowed to make that address. Your question?
We must maintain the fact that we need conversation in religion, in faith, and something which he correctly mentioned. People who are stopping us from having this conversation, they are the ones I personally, as a student, have a problem with because I want to learn. I need discussions. The other thing about RTI, so when you come and support RTI and then also support Devaswam funds and also support Devdasi Pratha, problematic.
Okay, that's another show.
Between rationalists versus reasonable.
That's another show.
They are fringe rationalists.
On the point of social, I believe there needs to be critical examination of the mainstream itself. We need to stop certain courses in our discourses that we have in educational institutions. Why don't we study Isma Chughtai, who in that era had written about homosexuality, although she was ostracized then, but even Nasiruddin Shah goes on to say that Isma Chughtai today is her writings are more relevant than even that of Shakespeare. And secondly, in context of India, let me quote Firaq Gorakhpuri when he writes, Sarzameen Hind awa mein kafilo ke firaq, kafile aate gaye, Hindusta banta gaya. Let us be a little more tolerant.
Okay, Brother Joseph, 30 seconds. Last thoughts, please. I'll take a couple of audience questions as I'm going around the room. Yes.
I'd like to appeal to our so-called rationalists to be a little bit sensitive to the feelings of the religious sentiments of various communities. And I think we'll have a lot of space, we'll have a lot of elbow room if that happens.
Okay.
If not, we have this cauldron that's boiling over and boiling over, yeah. And we'll end up becoming another Syria where Christians and Muslims and whoever else of whatever faith are targeting.
Is it that dire? We'll take that around the room. Your thought?
You know, if you just wanted to look at ABC of India, it would have been acceptance, banter and coexistence. But the problem seems to be that we've cut down banter and stopped at ban.
Yeah, bandwagon. Manish, 30 seconds.
The time has come to seriously revisit the restrictions that we have on the freedom of speech and expression. The first constitutional amendment, which actually read in reasonable restrictions, needs to be revisited. And as a society, we need to start acknowledging that the right of freedom of expression includes the right to offend.
To offend.
And therefore, if somebody does get offended, he has a right to have a counter narrative. Okay. But if he pulls out a gun, absolutely, then he will be subjected to the rigors of the law in its severest form.
Rahul.
Right to offend also implies right to protest, but non-violently. Yes. Let's be sensitive. Yes. And remember, rationalism is important. Realism is more important. Don't be a fanatical believer and don't be a fanatical atheist and a fringe rationalist.
Okay. So, Sudhanshu Trivedi.
Dekhiye, hume rational hona chahiye har cheez mein. Aise hi, those who are commenting on religion, despite being a student of engineering, I will say, kitna padha hai religion ko? Studying this and commenting this much is like without studying physics even up to 10th standard you are commenting on.
Okay.
Comment. My comment is this: by placing one reason above the other reason, that is
one religion
reason. Yeah, that is in fact why reason can't sustain here. Okay.
I want to make a brief comment.
Yes, Hamid.
डॉक्टर दाभोलकर पानसरे और कलबुर्गी के हत्यारों को जल्द से जल्द पकड़ो, नहीं तो और लोगों को मारा जाएगा. और दूसरी बात, मुझे लगता है यहाँ नीचे जो बैठे हैं उनसे ज्यादा मुझे जो पीछे बैठे हैं यंगस्टर, उनसे बहुत अपेक्षा है, क्योंकि उन्होंने ये समझना बहुत जरूरी है. वो ये समझेंगे नहीं तो ये कंट्री में डेमोक्रेसी नहीं टिकने वाली. कंस्ट्रक्टिव क्रिटिसिज्म ऑफ रिलीजन और रैशनैलिटी कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज को उनको अपहोल्ड करना है.
बिल्कुल. सनल, लास्ट कॉमेंट.
Yeah, our constitution very clearly says that it's a fundamental duty to promote spirit of inquiry and critical approach to reform.
Ji.
I mean, reform and critical approach.
Yes.
So that's precisely what rationalists are doing. There should be more room for tolerance. There should be more room for critical inquiry. Unless and until we are not willing to accept criticism and, you know, accept whatever is raised as questions, we will not.
Zafar Saab, last
and
thoughts.
If rationality is stopped, civilization will be at stake.
Zafar Saab, last thoughts.
मैं एक बड़ा important Quran Sharif का quote करना चाहूँगा. La iqra fi din, there is no compulsion in religion. तो जो आदमी अपने मजहब पे चलना चाहे उसको चलने की इजाजत है. कोई तनकीद करना, कोई obstruction पैदा करना, या माफ करिएगा ऐसी चीजें कि आइडियल्स के ऊपर कोई यूरिनेट कर दे, ये इस्लाम के अंदर इसकी इजाजत नहीं है.
कोई भी कलाकार या राइटर, लेखक, रचनाकार रिलीजियस भी नहीं होता है, पॉलिटिकल भी नहीं होता है, एथिस्ट भी नहीं होता है.
जी.
उसके इंटरप्रिटेशंस ऐसे किए जाते हैं. तो मेरा ये कहना है कि मैं कोट करना चाहूँगा मीर का, बड़ा मशहूर शेर है कि मीर के दीनों मजहब को क्या पूछो हो, उनने तो कसका खींचा दैर में बैठा, कब का तर्क इस्लाम किया. तो किसी अच्छे लेखक का, बड़े कलाकार का कोई धर्म नहीं होता है, कोई उसकी राजनीति नहीं होती है, और न वो नास्तिक होता है. नास्तिक होता तो वो लिखना है, उसको बोलना है, चिड़िया बोलती है, आप उसको क्या पॉलिटिकल इंटरप्रिटेशन करेंगे.
But writers have their politics.
Mr.
Akhtar Javed Akhtar has his politics.
No, but what he means is not party politics. Don't
yeah, but he has his politics.
Javed Saab, last word, have to end.
देखिए, बात ये हो रही है कि रैशनलिस्ट के पास स्पेस कम होता जा रहा है. लोग सुपरस्टिशंस फैलाते हैं, आप उसके खिलाफ बोलिए तो पाप है. रिलीजन में एक सेकेंड लाइन ऑफ डिफेंस ये है कि रिलीजन तो अच्छे होते हैं, ये लोग उसे मिसइंटरप्रेट करते हैं. सच ये है कि रिलीजन ही खराब होता है. सच ये है.
वी आर बैक टू वेयर वी स्टार्टेड. वी आर बैक इन द डिबेट टू वेयर वी स्टार्टेड.
टेक द मैप ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, टेक द मैप ऑफ इंडिया, मार्क कीजिए कहां कहां रिलीजन का इफेक्ट ज्यादा है. ये वही जगह हैं जहां आप मार्क करेंगे कि ह्यूमन राइट्स कम है, वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट कम है, जस्टिस कम है, class repressed hai.
I think this is too much of a generalization.
All over the world.
I would endorse Pol Pot, that. I would endorse that.
Rahul, you're saying to that point.
Pol Pot, Mao, they kill crores of people. Were they believers of
communism? They were believers.
They were believers.
Ideology of politics. They were believers of communism.
Of politics.
It is the faith that makes them.
Of course. Communism ko bhi religion bana diya.
Well.
I have to end.
Lenin and Marx were also God at one point in time for a lot of people around the world.
Javed Saab has called the communists also a faith. Now, you're right. Chale, can we end, Sudhanshu, 10 seconds?
Still, there is a scope of this thought in India. You don't believe in God. There was a Charvak here named Charvak, but the Rishi has still said no God, no morality, nothing, nothing. It still remains the Rishi. Yes. That is the
point. But would he be alive today?
Sabab ki sarkar nahi thi.
I have to end. Neither both parties have failed free thinkers. I want to say that in the end. Both parties have failed free thinkers.
This country has failed free thinkers
with our selective application of the norms of free speech. And finally, when we were children, there used to be a phrase, curiosity killed the cat. It's actually become chillingly true today that you have to pay a price for being a curious person, for the spirit of inquiry. And there was a time when on Twitter, all of us get threats every day. We used to think, ignore them, they'll go away. Today, what's happened to Kalburgi makes you feel that you need to take these threats a lot more seriously. And there is a son sitting there who is waiting for justice for his father. The fact that we've been able to have this conversation with We the People proves that it is possible. It is possible to have a rational debate. We leave it there. Thank you very much.